President Raul Castro has begun the biggest shakeup of the Soviet-style economy in decades. With plans to eliminate more than a million state jobs by 2015 and expand the private sector to soak up some of the unemployed. Since November, more than 170,000 Cubans have bought licenses from the government to open up a business. High-end restaurants like El Carruaje have their eye on tourists. Julia does a brisk business selling coffee and homemade eclairs at a stand in her driveway. It's a good place because we're across the street from the hospital, she says. Clients say it's a new option and much more popular than the state-run restaurant down the street.
Bueno, mucho mejor.
¿Sí?
Yeah, mucho mejor.
Economic reforms will be the focus of a Communist Party Congress kicking off on Saturday, the first one in nearly 14 years. Castro has to ease concerns about layoffs in the public sector and encourage alternatives once scorned. We need to change the negative perception that so many of us have for this kind of private work, he said. Ahead of the Congress, Castro called for Cubans to debate the proposed changes openly. On street corners, you hear comments that might have been unthinkable 5 years ago. I'm not afraid to talk, says one man. For years, the government was the only one who didn't want these changes.